Lord, we just thank you that you can change our lives, Lord, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the one who has come to die on the cross for our sins, Lord, and give us forgiveness, Lord, if we would but trust you, Lord. Just be with us as we go through the remainder of this service, Lord. Just help guide and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. Man, isn't God good this morning and all the time? Man, he is good to us. And we need to recognize that his goodness and his mercy endures forever. He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you. You may be seated this morning. Y'all can have a seat unless y'all got another one. We can sing the whole time. Huh? It's not there. Okay. It's not. This week, really what's been on my heart, and this is probably speaking more to me than to anyone else. And sometimes, and me and Jordan were talking about this last night, sometimes, you know, as pastors, you know, we preach and people think, well, you're preaching to you. It's really stuff that is on our hearts too. Stuff where we are struggling in our lives, where we need to be better, where we need to get control of our lives, and we need to say, Lord, I need to be more faithful to you. And I believe that can go for all of us, and we can all be more faithful to God. God has already proven himself beyond a shadow of a doubt how faithful he is to us. How much he loves us. How much he cares for us. And we can see throughout the Word of God, you know, the faithfulness of God. We can see it in the Old Testament. We can see it in the New Testament. We can see all of these places. And I've been looking for a passage. I know it's a scripture, you know, in the Old Testament. And I just can't quite find what I'm looking for. But I know it's there. Y'all ever been there? Y'all ever been there? And I looked and I was just thinking, and Lord, about being faithful to you, what do we need to do? But what we need to first look at is we need to see how God is faithful to us. How he has, his loving kindness has been bestowed upon us. His loving kindness, his chesed. You know, the Hebrew word in the Old Testament for loving kindness. And that loving kindness is in reference to his faithfulness. We can go all the way back to Adam, and he was faithful to Adam. And we can go to Moses. We can go to Noah. We can go to all of these men, Isaac, Jacob. We can go all of these men throughout the ages, how God has been faithful to them. And he was faithful to them because they had faith in him. But I even love to see the results in my life that even when I am not faithful, y'all listen to this. When I am not faithful, God is still faithful. When I am not faithful, when I do not do the things that I should do, God does not waver. God does not change. God does not say, well, Brother Jimmy's not faithful to me today, so I'm not going to do anything for him. God is always faithful to us as his children. And that's something we need to recognize, and it needs to just permeate our brain, you know, that God and our hearts, God, I know how much you love me, Lord, and how much you gave for me. And Lord, I want to give back to you. And we can't give near what God has given to us. And I hope we know that, but we can give a portion. We can give back in our lives to God of the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. And what is that number one blessing? His Son died on a cross for our sins. We would have no hope without this Calvary, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. He did that because He loves us and because He is faithful. And He is faithful whenever He tells us that, you know, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. He is faithful in that. God's not going to turn you away. He's not going to say, well, you remember what you've done in the past? That is no more. That old person is gone, and you are a new person in Christ Jesus, your Lord. He is faithful. You know how we like to say, well, you remember when? When you bring things up from our past, you know what God's not going to do? He's not going to bring up your past. He's going to bring up who you are. And who are you? If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who are you? You are a child of God. You are adopted into His family. And He loves you. We'll be in Isaiah, or the first part of it. This is kind of beginning, but I've got other passages spread throughout God's Word, but Isaiah chapter 55, and we see what God is telling us in this passage about His faithfulness, His everlasting covenant to us. What does everlasting mean? It will always be. God will never go back on His promises. Aren't you glad on that? Man, I'll tell you, because you know, what do we get when someone said, well, you promised me you would do that, and, you know, and they didn't do it. You know, you get upset. There's not a promise that God has ever made that He has went back on. God is always going to fulfill what He told you in His Word that He was going to do. Sometimes we look at time periods and say, well, He hadn't done it yet. That's right, yet. But I have faith that He is going to do that. Isaiah chapter 55, oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And ye who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, or your wages for what does not satisfy? Oh, man, that's a sermon in itself right there. Why do you spend your wages on stuff that don't satisfy? You know, the only thing that will satisfy you is God. A new car won't satisfy you. A new house won't satisfy you. There's nothing in this world that will satisfy you. It's only Jesus Christ. So He's asking the question to us today. He was asking it to Isaiah in that day, but He's also asking us today that same question. Why do you spend money on what is not bread, and your wages on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, or at least listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Increase your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. So is He talking about food here? No. He's talking about our hearts. He says, come to me and you shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you and sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for He has glorified you, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. And he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways or your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the things which I have sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. It shall be to the name, or to the Lord, for the name. For an everlasting sign, it shall not be cut off. Lord, we just thank you so much for your love and your mercy, Lord, and how you show us in your word, Lord, how much you love us, Lord, and all that you have done for us, Lord, and all that you will do for us, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as I look at this and I think, you know, that we should delight in the Lord and his abundance that he gives us. You know, the Lord's giving us, you know, a recipe for following after him and following him when he is calling. Because we all know, or we should know, and if we don't know, we'll know today before we end. There will come a day when the Lord will no longer call. Whenever the Lord returns, folks, and there's going to be that day, and we've been going through the book of Revelation, you know, with the rapture that happens, you know, and then the return of the Lord and the great white throne judgment, folks, it's going to be too late at that time, but the Lord is calling you today to come to him, to be saved, to give your life to him. And he delights that you come to him. He loves that. I love when Eric says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. How often do we call upon the name of the Lord? So often we come to the Lord and we give him our list of things that we want. Lord, will you do this for me and do this for me and do this for me and do this for me? Instead of coming to the Lord and saying thank you. You know, when we come to the Lord, we don't have to ask him for anything. We can just come and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are everlasting. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us in our life. And he has proven this through this in verse 3. It says, incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. And He has already done this. He has made an everlasting covenant with us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that we will have eternal life if we put our trust and our faith in Him as Lord and as Savior. And I pray this morning that you have done that. And as we look throughout Scripture, we can see so often how God has really shown us His mercies. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and men." Man, remember God's mercy. And it says to hang them around your neck, you know, so that you can remember them, so that you can see them, so that it is constantly on your mind. And whenever you do that, you see the goodness of God in your life. He is going to bless you. What did he say? And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. What's mercy? You know, we had this two thing: what's grace and what's mercy? Grace is we do not get what we deserve. Mercy is something that He had mercy upon us in our life. We did not, or we got something that we don't deserve. What did we get? Jesus Christ. What is grace? We didn't receive hell because of our sins, because of the mercy of Jesus Christ. So we have these things in our life that we need to recognize, and we need to make sure that we bind them around our neck. And I'm not necessarily talking about, well, we got to go to get a necklace that says mercy and truth on it. No, but we have been getting Bible verses since the first of the year. And these verses are hiding God's Word within your heart. And when we hide God's Word within our hearts, we remember His mercy and His grace. And that's something we need to look at in our lives and think, God, what am I doing to remember? Because the things of this world, the heartaches of this world, the troubles of this world around us, they will get our mind off of the things of God if we allow them to. Well, it said the devil, what the devil can't do, he can't take the church out of us, can he? He's going to try. He's going to do his best. And a lot of times we blame it on the devil, and it ain't nothing to do with the devil. It's our old sinful hearts that we need to come and we need to serve God with gladness. Got another one in Proverbs, or that was Proverbs, in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 16. You know, in verse 9 it says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. In this you will find done foolishly. Therefore, from now on you shall have wars." So what do we see? That God Himself, He is going to and fro. What was that last congregational song or hymn song that we sing? "Onward, Christian soldiers." So we're soldiers, aren't we? You know who's God's looking for? A few good men and women. He's looking for you. The old saying, you know, that we used to see on the sign, you know, of, you know, pointing at you, says, "We want you." That's what God's doing. He's pursuing you. He wants you to serve Him. He wants you to serve in His army. And guess what? We are the ones who are there trying to recruit people to serve in the army of God by sharing the gospel with them, by knowing who God is and what He's done for us. We can tell others. And that's something that is just so good to us, you know, that we are able to do that, that we don't have to, we get to. You know, there's a difference between have to and get to. Some of y'all kids have to do your homework. Some of y'all little ones get to go outside and play. There's a big difference, isn't there? We would rather do the get to, don't we? So we get to serve the Lord, you know, and that's what we should do. We should be faithful to Him, to serve Him, not out of, you know, well, I have to do this today. We should never have to serve the Lord out of a have to. It's out of a want to. I want to. I am glad to serve Him today. It is something that is down deep inside of me that I want to be faithful to the Lord in my life. First Samuel 12 and verse 24 says, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all of your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you." So what should we do? We should consider the great things that we have done, He has done for us, and we should serve Him. And we're talking about VBS right now, and it's not like it's next week. It's at the 1st of June. You have time. You need to start praying about it, where God wants you to serve. Not if God wants you to serve, it's where God wants you to serve. Because that is the true question, is where, not if. Because we know that God wants us to serve. He wants us to be faithful to Him in our lives. And you say, well, there ain't nothing I can do. There is something you can do in VBS, isn't it, India? There's something that you can do. You may serve kids dinner. You may help them with crafts. You may help with recreation. You may get up here and act silly and sing a song with them. It's something that God has called you to do, is to be faithful to Him and to build into other people's lives. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all of your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. That sounds like a good memory verse for too long, don't it? Man, consider it in your life what God has done for you. And let us all be faithful. And that's what I've been listening to that song all week, and Brother Bill was probably wondering what I was doing this morning. You know, I went on and I put it up there and I played it over before anyone was here, besides me and Brother Bill was here, just playing Goodness of God, just remembering what He has done for me. And that should be something that we do every morning whenever we wake up, is remember. Go back to that time in your life whenever the Lord saved you. And remember what He has done for you. Remember His faithfulness and how He has been faithful throughout the years, even in your struggles in life. He never left us. He never forsake us. And it's because He loves us. Do you know that God loves you today more than you could ever imagine? And He wants you to be faithful to Him. I put a post out. Didn't get many likes on it, which I'm not looking for likes, but it said, if we were as if our spouse was as faithful to us as we are to God, we would want a divorce. If our spouse was as faithful to us as we are to God, we would want a divorce. It's the reality, folks. We need to be faithful to God. We need to love Him beyond measure. We need to go to Him each and every day and thank Him for what He has done for us within our lives. God is faithful. So you be faithful. Let me be faithful to what God has done for me. Lord, we just thank You so much for this day that You have given us, Lord. For all Your love and Your mercy, Lord. Lord, I just desire, Lord, to be faithful to You. Lord, faithful to serve You, no matter the circumstance that is around me, Lord, of what's going on, Lord, but just serve You because of who You are, Lord. And not because of what's going on around me in this fallen world. Lord, I just ask that You just be with each and every person here today, Lord. That they would recognize Your goodness, Lord. That we would serve You, Lord, with gladness because of Your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, and if there's one here this morning, Lord, that is lost, that does not know You in the free pardon of sin, Lord, that today would be that day that they would give their life to You, Lord, the One who died on the cross, Lord, and paid My price for sin. Lord, let Your Holy Spirit draw this morning. Lord, and just any other decision, Lord, that we need to make for You this morning, Lord. Don't let us hold off on that, Lord. Let us do it now. And start being faithful now to You. We love You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.